to not associate with fools, bad people, and to associate with wise, good people is a blessing in life, because fools will cause us to speak, act, and think in bad ways. This is going in a bad way in terms of the body, speech, and mind. A wise, good person is one who thinks good, speaks good, and does good continuously in their body, speech, and mind. Therefore, when we know this, we associate with wise people. Like for us who come to practice Dhamma, we are all wise and good people. If we study various subjects, then we become wise in that subject. If we practice Dhamma, then we become wise in the Dhamma. When we become wise in practicing Dhamma, and we come together to stay with each other in large numbers, then we have metta, goodwill for each other. Don't go focusing on finding faults with this or that person. May you look at your own minds. Each person examines their own minds to see, are we doing good? Are we speaking good? Are we thinking good? Sometimes we have done good. We speak good. We are within sila, the precepts, and within right speech. However, we may have some bad thoughts arising, which is normal. We tend to find faults and focus on others. This is the nature of defilements. So we shouldn't associate with the fools, the bad people in our hearts, which are just these mental defilements. Associate with the wise, good people in our hearts who will guide us, which is the Noble Eightfold Path. One who develops the Noble Eightfold Path of Sila, Samadhi, Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, these are what will make us people with good hearts. And if one is a fool, a bad person, who has been warned and reprimanded by others, they'll only feel hurt and won't accept anything from them. Therefore, we remind ourselves and teach ourselves. Why? Because those who do not yet have the Dhamma are like a dark mountain that obscures the earth. They cannot escape from it and be liberated. But those who have the Dhamma will be able to see. So when we come to practice Dhamma, let's teach ourselves and look at our own minds. And the more we're staying together in a group, coming from many places, many families, we will then have different thoughts and ideas. So don't find faults with others. Remain united and in harmony. This harmony is important because fault-finding one another can be an obstacle to Dhamma practice. There was once when the founder of the Thai forest tradition, Venerable Ajahn Mun, had a disciple who was finding fault in others. At the time of going for alms round, Venerable Ajahn Mun taught that monk, don't look for faults in others. It will obstruct Vimagga, Pala, and Nibbana, the paths and fruits of Nibbana. That monk could have mindfulness come up, and he changed himself and stopped thinking and fault-finding in others, and he continued on the path of practice. This shows that even the slightest thought of fault-finding others can obstruct samadhi concentration. The samadhi won't be calm. Having obstructed samadhi, then wisdom does not arise. Therefore, first, we must adjust our minds to prevent thoughts of ill will or harmful thoughts. So train the mind. This mind will be able to be secluded and calm, coming from samadhi. If our mind still thinks and fabricates a lot, it will not be secluded. There will only be aramana, mental objects. When there are a lot of mental objects, then we may have to use some method to calm the mind, such as repeating the meditation mantra or words of Butto, Dhammo, Sangho, or extending metta, loving kindness, to ourselves by repeating, may I be well, may I be well, may I be well. This is for those with an angry temperament. For those with a faith temperament, then repeat Butto, Dhammo, Sangho. Mentally repeat this a lot, whether standing, walking, sitting, or lying down, then have just this mental repetition. May you have confidence to do this and to repeat the mantra in this way. The mind will not think of other sense or mental objects. It won't think of fault-finding or have ill will to others. We will not think of the sense objects that we like. Of all the objects we like, the forms, sounds, smells, tastes, touches, and mental objects that we have experienced in the past and that we experience in the present. These can make us pleased and delighted. To be pleased and delighted in those objects is what we call kama tanha, craving for sensuality. When we mentally repeat the mantra like this, then we can suppress our defilements. We try to suppress them so that we don't let unwholesome and bad thoughts arise. We don't let ourselves go to liking or disliking. The mind becomes calm and neutral. It's in a state of samadhi and upekkha, equanimity. This calmness has entered our minds. Even though, whilst we mentally recite like this, we may think of other things, but we have mindfulness and are aware and bring back the mind, and we repeat the mantra again. When we are eating, taking food, we recite the mantra continuously. We do it a lot, all day. If we recite the mantra a lot, we will gain a lot of merit. What merit is it? It's the peaceful mind. We call this bhavana, meditation. This meditation has more merit than giving alms and keeping the precepts. Giving dana is easy, but there are many people who give but do not have sila, precepts. However, those who have precepts and give dana, they gain great benefit, namely peace and tranquility, and it leads to samadhi to arise. It leads to calming the mind and for wisdom to arise, which is the way to the paths and fruits of Nibbana. So when we continuously recite this mantra, peace of mind arises. When we become tired and exhausted, our thoughts decrease and lessen. Then we may be just aware of our in-breath and out-breath. Our body becomes light. Our mind becomes light and at ease. This is peace beginning to arise. Why is it arising? Because we have been mindful and we have repeated the mantra continually. When standing, walking, sitting, or lying down, we are mindful and aware. We are reciting Butto as well. We chew on our food and we Butto. We scoop food into our mouths, we chew and eat, and we Butto. We swallow and we Butto. We do it continually. Meditation isn't that much. We don't need to doubt. Doing it like this, will it really work? You have doubts. Doubts can come up, but don't want them. Put them aside. Put it down for now. Keep practicing and repeating the mantra like this. And finally, it will be peaceful. One can do this for 3 days or 4 days, and it can be samadhi already. This is for people who don't think much. But some people have doubts, and it's difficult to control themselves. Using Butto, they have doubts. They wonder if this is the right path. This is doubt in the practice. Then, as it goes on, the doubt has taken over the mind. Like this, we have to be mindful and to teach the mind. Be careful. Right now, doubt has taken over my mind. This doubt isn't mine. This doubt is our internal defilement. Don't associate with it. Let's see that greed, anger, and delusion are fools, bad people. They will come and destroy our peace of mind. They will make our minds go to a bad and evil place, to take us down to the lower realms. When our thoughts arise, our mind attaches to it as being my thought, a bad thought, and we feel bothered and agitated by it. We don't want to think like this, and especially when we meditate and develop our mind, we will think all sorts of things, many strange things. These are hindrances. They hinder us from experiencing peace. We attach to the mind and thoughts as ours already. We are scared of bad and unskillful thoughts, and it makes our minds suffer and be tortured. It's so hot and bothered. So just watch it and never mind about it. Have mindfulness there to watch it. The thoughts come up and pass by like that. We think many strange thoughts like that. Just know it in time as it arises, and contemplate that this is a bad thought, and we put it down. But we want good thoughts. This desire for good thoughts, we attach to it. It has a sense of self. The mind is ours, thoughts are ours. We only want to have good thoughts. But is that possible? When we start to practice, we start to know what is good and what is bad. Bad thoughts will lead us to demerit, to drop to hell, and so fear arises. If we want to have no bad thoughts to arise in our mind at all, it won't be possible, because we're starting to train. There will be both good and bad thoughts, so we contemplate them. The good thoughts, and we do it by body, speech, and mind. That which is bad, we discard and throw them away. To have it all be only good in the mind won't be possible yet. That which is good is the views that are good, that are correct. That is good already. And we think that for all the thoughts, we act on the good ones and we let go of the bad ones. And it's like this. In our daily life, we are in society, we consume things to sustain our lives. We use all sorts of things. What is not good and damaged, we need to filter it out and discard it. The old clothes that shouldn't be worn, the ones that can lead to sickness, they need to be discarded. And we have wisdom to manage this in regards to our work and in our consumption of things. We need to have wisdom. In eating, we don't want the bad food, the ones that will bring us sickness, that aren't good for our body, and we don't eat it. Because if we eat it, it will increase our sickness and pain. And so we contemplate it a lot, and don't follow our moods and desires. And our mind is the same. Any of the bad thoughts, we let them go. We let them go. The great teachers teach that when we eat meat, it has bones as well. So what do? We can't chew the bones. Maybe the fish bones, one can chew them if they have strong teeth. But the bones in pork or meat, they aren't able to be chewed, so we need to throw them away. The bones aren't able to be chewed by our body. They're stronger than our teeth. So we are intelligent, and we throw the bones away. It's like that. Our minds have all sorts of thoughts. What is good, we can do. What is bad, we discard. Like an intelligent person who is building a house, they go into the forest and see which trees are straight and beautiful, and they take those trees to make into posts and structure for the house. There are many trees all over the forest, but we can't use them all to build a house with. So we have to discard them and filter out what is good, or for finding gold. Until we're able to get to the gold, we have to filter out the earth and minerals of all sorts. We don't want that. We only want the gold. We only want that which can bring us benefit. So the one doing this needs to have mindfulness and wisdom. This is us needing to associate with the wise and good people. They are ones with wisdom. The fools inside, we don't want any more. The greed, hatred, and delusion, they are big. But what do we do? They're already there. They've accumulated a lot already, for a long time. And when we come to practice, the greed, hatred, and delusion will arise in our hearts. So we contemplate. In this life, we have to die. We have been born, and we have to die. This body is full of sickness, illnesses, and pain. It's full of unbeautiful and unattractive things. We contemplate and put it down, put it down, put it down. See, when we die, when the breath has ended, it has to decay and break apart. May you all have effort, be diligent, and patiently endure first. Don't think anything yet. When there is a sense or mental object arising, have mindfulness to be aware of it. Teach the mind. Tell the mind that this object is impermanent. It's not a sure thing. If we have knowing, then that isn't us. And the sense or mental object known is not us. We let go. This is called seeing it as Dhamma, as phenomena. Phenomena is simply phenomena. It's not a person, a being, a self, me, or you. We let go, bit by bit. This is walking the path of wisdom to get to peace. And when peace arises, and we can then have wisdom arise one more time, and then we will know and see the Dhamma according to our aspirations. Seeing the Dhamma is seeing that it is not self. This is letting go. It's not to gain anything. That which we already attach to, we can put down and let go of. We can see it according to wisdom. It's called seeing the Dhamma. May you set your hearts on this. May you grow in blessings.